Welcome to the Third City Podcast. This is episode number 24. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. I'm currently walking the streets of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, here to visit a school with my son, and I'm having some personal time now. I'm walking through a beautiful neighborhood with tree-lined streets near the lake, beautiful old houses, visiting a very special school, almost like what the School of Wishes would be in reality, seeing if my son will end up going there for high school. So if you're listening, if you're my children sometime future in the fossils of the future listening to this, this is me speaking to you, anyone else out there who's looking to do the right thing. You can hear the beautiful birds in the background. Now, I committed myself when I started the podcast in August that I would do a podcast per week, every week, until my birthday, which will be next Shabbat, a week from tomorrow. And so this is the beginning of the 24th episode, which is the end of my personal commitment. Now, the podcast has been downloaded into the many hundreds of times, so there is someone listening. If you're out there and you want me to continue, please send me an email at rubinbrand@gmail.com. I kind of felt, at least at this point, maybe it'd be good to end season one here and regroup. But you never know, I might feel inspired next week to continue, so I'm not sure. But at this point, I'm feeling like maybe this should be the end of season one. And we're going far into the future, see what else Third City needs to be. So I'm going to end the introduction now. You should be, as you go through your week and listen to the podcast, you should be curious, be questioning. You should be a mark, determination, mark, determination, mark, determination, mark. And you should be present in the now, like the now hand. The beginning is the end of time, space, back and forth. It's a race for the now hand. And if you're curious and present, I think your capacity for success, for achieving your potential, for making the world a better place is extremely high. So I'll see you on the flip side. DNA, double helix. Felix the dog, double helix. Felix the dog. Hey, this is your favorite dog, the DNA dog, double helix. Felix the dog. I'm here at the Inside Gang's headquarters deep in the bowels of the center of the Grayfield in Third City. I'm here in my Just Ice Cream truck inside the garage, inside the hangar where the Inside Gang has our headquarters. I cannot tell you the exact location because it is a secret even to most of our members, and to the spirit spies and the they I. We're here for word work. This week, the word is going to be in Hebrew, based on the root, which is Shin Lamed Mem. It's going to spell Shalom or Shalem. All of Hebrew is based on roots of consonants of letters, and we build the world from words, and words are built from letters. And just like the world itself is built from trees, which have roots, because trees are like the book of everythingology. The Torah itself is called Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, and takes the spiritual light of the sun and makes it into fruit so we can live and thrive and survive on the earth. So do the roots of the words of Hebrew give us grounding for spiritual concepts and physical reality through the voice. So welcome to Word Work. I'm going to break down the introduction and talk about our word today. We don't call this word play, we call this word work, like William Wordsworth. We know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians recognizing the relations between their letters and their orders, syllables, abbreviations, upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards, interpretations like the following. Now, Shin Lamed Mem can spell Shalom. Shalom means peace. It also means Shalem, also means completeness. And King Shlomo, Solomon, is the perfect king. And we're breaking down with Shalom because this may be our last episode of the first season. shalom comes at the end of everything. So when we say, when we bless our children, when the Kohanim, the priests of the Jewish people, bless the Jewish people, they always end with shalom. When we pray, we end with shalom. Many things we end with shalom, because the Gemara says, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the great big book of everythingology, tells us that the best thing you, the thing you need most in order to receive blessing into the world, is you need a kos, you need a container, and the container that contains blessing is peace, because you need shalom bayis, which we say, you need a happy family, a husband and a wife, to bring a family into the world, to bring, to build a society, and you need peace between Jews and non-Jews, between Jews and themselves, between you and yourself. You need peace to have a kos for blessing. So I bless everybody that they should be at peace with themselves, at peace with their creator, at peace with their families and their nations, so we can accept blessings into the world. So focus on that peace of peace. This is Planet Peace. This is Felix the Dog. Have a wonderful week. Hey, this is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. I'm out here on location in Third City, deep into the gray field. This week, the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. This week, what we're giving away for free or offering for you is what's called the Truth Paste. You want to know what the truth is? You got to grind it down like your teeth. Vishinan tam livanecha. Just like you got to take food and grind it down with your teeth, with your tongue, with your saliva, and through the digestive system. You also have to take the spiritual and metaphysical realities called ideas and concepts. You have to grind them up with your brain, with the left side and the right side. It's called the Torah Shebaal Peh, the secret language, the archetype alphabet. You got to grind up the truth. The truth is your telephone booth. You leap in, you leap out like Superman, that's your Dr. Free. So all you got to do to get the truth paste is go to www.drfree.com, put in the coupon code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, paste, P-A-S-T-E, and you got to just go look deep into your stomach and deep into your brain, to your mind and your soul, and grind up reality and pick out the truth. Let go of the garbage and grab on to the great big blue sky. Have a great week. This is Mayor Ark coming to you live from the Basement Stiebel, deep in Third City, Shari Dima, open 24 hours, the Gates of Tears. So pour your heart out to the Rabbona Shalom. We're here to talk about the tools of Dr. Free. This week we're going to review the Jive Senses. We've done it before and we'll do it again. Because getting in touch with your Jive Senses will get you grounded in your body and focus on appreciation, the attitude of gratitude. So let's review them quickly. There's eyes, there's ears, there's nose, there's skin, and there's tongue, also known as music, math, dance, love, and light. Music. Hear everything, every sound, each vibration your ears can pick up is music, with a beat, a rhythm, a melody, a symphony constantly playing in the background. It's your soundtrack. Embrace it. Math is mouth, it's taste. It's your truth paste. Crunch up the food that comes from the fruit, that comes from the trees, which is the Torah, the book of everythingology, which comes from bringing down the light of the sun. Mash up, and when you eat, taste, appreciate, break down, and understand. Dance, that's touch. Touch is move. Your skin, your arms, your legs. Every motion you take is a dance. You're performing for the Great One, the Holy One. Blessed be He. Love is nose, fair or not pheromones. What's disgusting is no good, get away from it. What smells beautiful and nice is the connection you have through the nose. Love, smell, breathe, connect. Light is sight. be a photographer, a cinematographer. Appreciate each scene in this virtual reality that God has placed you in. It's a beautiful scene. Enjoy it. Whether it's a beautiful vision of a lake, a sunset, whether it's a room, whether it's garbage, it doesn't matter what it is. Look for the beauty in the balance, the colors, the shading, the lines. This is Mayor Arc. Be empowered to use those tools, the tools of Dr. Free, to make your life and the life of the world better, greater, and more wonderful. Have a great week. 22.2 on your dial, WEWE Pirate Radio from the Pinellas ship, Planet Peace. The Pinellas podcast is our attempt here at the School of Wishes to inform all the children and the people in Third City who are listening to this Pirate Radio broadcast about the history behind Third City, what's really going on, and how Dr. Free and the WE, the Worthwhile Endeavor, is trying to fix the problems that are there and bring redemption and clarity and color back to Third City. Today we're going to talk about the School of Wishes. Why did Dr. Free decide to put the School of Wishes underwater, and why far from the city? Now, it's pretty obvious why we want to be far from the city. That's where the spirit spies are being made. And so we want the spirit spies as far away as humanly possible. But why underwater? Because spirit spies cannot travel underwater. They cannot live underwater or survive. Why can't spirit spies survive underwater? Because water is the essence of life. And the spirit spies are the essence of non-life. And therefore, when they try to enter the water, they are not capable of surviving. So Dr. Free put his school, the School of Wishes, underneath with the fishes, where you could dream and imagine with a clear third eye and a third ear. The great big book of everythingology is better and best underwater, almost as if the sea is the sea of the Talmud itself. A picture of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the secret code language that allows the archetype alphabet to be decoded, understood. Once this is understood and the children can become adults, they can move back to the city. They can see the spirit spies clearly, and we will be able to slowly and surely bring consciousness and awareness of Dr. Free, the WE, and the unity of all things back to Third City. We will destroy the spirit spies. We will bring down the gray field, and we will emerge the School of Wishes ourselves from Third City, and put the school itself in the center of Third City. We're going to take down Paradise, the casino, the Casket Call Complex, Jamal, and the parking lot. And we're going to put there a great house of study and prayer for all nations. This is Brandon the Blue Smith with the Pinellas Podcast from the Pinellas ship, 22.2 Pirate Radio on your dial, WEWE. We're here for Planet Peace. Peace has got to be planned, so Planet Peace. Have a wonderful week. Hey, this is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah Halevi. Welcome to Synchronicity. This week, I just had a synchronous moment, so I'm recording it just now. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I've brought my son here for a to see if he could go to a certain Jewish boarding school for high school. And just as I arrived in the parking lot, Rabbi Kramer, who is one of the rabbis here, sent me a picture of my son in the Beit Midrash, in the study hall, learning engrossed in the oral tradition. So I felt like he could have sent me that picture, I'm sure, other times, because I'm sure they were learning other times, but it happens to be he sent it to me literally as I parked my car and in the parking lot. So, not sure what it means, but it just means that that the breadcrumbs of light are following me, and I'm looking at them and appreciating them. So you should be able to do the same. Have a great week. 'Hey, welcome to Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. That's an acronym for Bible. This week, we're going to just continue on from where we started. I'm just going to do a quick review of the things that we learned so far. First thing we're learning from the first verse, the first pasuk in the Bible, Bereshis bara Elohim ha-shamayim va-haaretz. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We see that there is a beginning to creation. Therefore, there is a creation. Therefore, the creation must have a purpose. Something that has a beginning must have a purpose. And therefore, if the world has a purpose, that means we are here, we must have a purpose. And therefore, we should feel empowered to know that we're here for a reason, and that therefore there's things we must do. If there's a purpose to us being here, we have to figure out what those things are. But it's an empowering idea, because we're just not here flailing around. We have something we're supposed to be doing. When you have something to be doing, you should be doing it. What to do, that's the next thing. Then we discussed the idea of how can we logically know that there is a God, other than the fact that it says in the Bible, maybe the Bible is lying to us. Or maybe the Bible's not true or something like that. So if God gave us a brain and there's a purpose, we're smart, we should be able to figure out on some level that there is a God. So what's the logic? The logic is, right now there's something. We call that something the universe. We know that before something was nothing, because we have the idea of the Big Bang. So if there's nothing before something, but really if you have nothing, nothing really makes nothing. I mean, if I have a sealed bottle with nothing in it, I vacuum seal it, there's nothing in there, and I seal it completely. If I come back in 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, there's going to be nothing there, because nothing makes nothing. But since we see that nothing made something, that nothing that made something, we call that nothing God. Okay, that's a very basic 4-second proof or 14-second proof of God. Thanks to Rabbi Yom Tov Glazer, thanks to the Rambam and other Jews in the past. So we discuss, one, that there is a creation, and we see that from the Bible. Two, it makes sense logically to say that. And last week we discussed the idea that if there is a creation, there is a purpose. If there's a purpose, meaning if God created the world because God is good, meaning by himself, he doesn't need anything. So the fact that God made the world, that's why you say the world built on chesed, olam chesed yibane, the world's built on chesed, because the only reason that God would build the world if he's doing it for a purpose, and he's giving by the mere fact he's making the world, he's giving. And therefore we see that's why kindness is the most important thing. So what does that have to do with it? Oh, so if he's giving us a purpose, so he must give us the instructions. So who's got the instructions? So he said the Jewish people, we have a unique claim that other people claim they have the instructions. The problem is normally it's one individual person claiming they have the instructions. Whereas we claim that there were 3 million people who all got the instructions at the same time. That's at Maimon Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, that God gave us the Torah. Those are the instructions, the Horah, the instructions. And last we discussed, how do we know, first of all, the fact that we can make that claim is crazy, and the fact that the Torah says that we'll make the claim and no one else will ever make that claim and no one ever has, that's another thing. The second thing is, how does that claim get passed on generation to generation without it being falsely, how can that be falsely passed on to us? And we went through the past, present, and the future. If Moses came down from the mountain and said, sometime in the future, God's going to speak to you, so you're going to say, what are you talking about? It never happened. He says, God just spoke. If God said, just now spoke to you and you were there, you'd say, you're crazy. If you said, God spoke to your ancestors, okay, say, okay, maybe, but no one ever told me about it, and you want me to do all these crazy laws, you want me to have a bris milah, and you want me to separate from my wife for half of the month, and you want me to eat all this crazy food and do all these halachas, 613 mitzvahs and 55,000 laws, the Jewish people are pretty stubborn and are not so gullible. So it's hard to believe that you're going to pull a fast one like that over a lot of whole nation of people. And therefore, that's another piece of evidence. Today, we're just going to talk about the man, the creation of man, is something we learned that Rashi teaches us from creation. So the pasuk says, Nase Adam, that we should make, let us make man in English. So the obvious question is, who is God talking to? Let us make man. We say God is the creator of the universe. He's one. He's unified. Who is he talking to? So Rashi, who's one of the great Meforshim who explains the Torah, tells us from the oral tradition that really God was speaking to the angels. And so what? So the problem is that it appears like maybe there's multiple, the way he's saying, like, let us make man, as if there's multiple powers in charge of what's happening. And that's almost like the biggest sin in the Torah is the idea of avodah zarah, that we believe that there are other sources to creation, that there's other gods, that there are other powers that have control of what's going on in the world. And that's like the biggest isser in the Torah. The worst thing you could believe is that. It's the antithesis of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that there's one God. So, but God himself decides to write in the Torah, you decide to write the Torah or write the Bible in such a way that you could think that there is more than one God, only to teach you that it's so important when you're doing something, you're leading people, that you should be humble and you should ask them their advice, even if you don't need it, because your relationship with people, especially when you're in a place of power, needs to be one of humility. So he said, let us make man, even though he took their advice into account, even though he didn't really need to, in order to like Kilo make the angels feel better, in order to teach us the lesson that's important, that we're in charge when we're a parent, when we're a father, when we're a mother, or a boss, or a teacher, that we have to take into account the people that we're working with and make them feel good, and that they're part of the process that we're building and we're growing together. And it's worth risking the fact that people could believe the worst possible thing, which is avodah zarah, which is idol worship, believing in idols and other powers in the world, only to teach that lesson. Pretty cool. Okay, this is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. We call that the Bible. Have a wonderful week. Jimmy Beat awoke, not to chirping birds, but to a singing ray. You are the universe, you're the one inside. Ray saw that Jimmy sat up. He stopped singing. Good morning, Jimmy. That's a nice song, Ray. Where is it from? Well, said Ray, I've been listening to this podcast from the School of Wishes podcast network. There's a guy in Third City named Mayor Ark. He's one of the bluish people. He has this podcast called Mayor's Music Moment. Each week he shares some new sounds he finds in the halls of the School of Wishes, on the streets of Third City, or even in his basement shtiebel, whatever a shtiebel is. He has some favorites like the Sinai Mountain Boys, Dr. Free and the Third City Orchestra, the Nonprofits, Felix and the Frozen Crickets, even the Third City Rebbe and the Hasidim. They have some nice nigunim. But sometimes he just has these sonic treasures here and there. I can play it for you, said Ray. All you gotta do is ask. Jimmy B thought for a second. Well, right now we're supposed to be doing, like, the tools. Remember, I'm supposed to be getting my fifth tool and then heading for the School of Wishes. Do you know what the fifth tool is? No, said Ray. Let's go ask Alec Balance. Jimmy B picked Ray up, threw him up and down. Hey, stop that. And as Ray landed in Jimmy B's left hand, Jimmy said, hey, wait a second. I see there's a note on the table and some things up there. What does it say? Asked Ray. I'll read it to you, said Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, it says. I got up early to do my fun do practice. Your next tool is number 5, and it has 5 parts. I left the first one on the table. Ray can help you figure out how it works, how to practice it. This tool is called the Jive Senses. Music, math, dance, love, and light. But we're going to start with music. That's the first one. On the table next to the note, Jimmy Beat found an earpiece. And there are some small things that Jimmy couldn't recognize, but we would recognize as small instruments. A finger piano, a shaker, a small guitar, a drum, and a tambourine. What is this stuff, Ray? Ray said, they're instruments for making music, and the earpiece is to help you listen better with your third ear. See, everything's made of vibrations. With your third ear, you can really feel everything in your ears, in your head, and throughout your whole body. That's what the tool of music is all about, the Jive Senses. Music's everywhere, you just have to listen. It's also inside of you, you can make it happen. You mean, how would I do that, said Jimmy Beat. With those instruments. Instruments for what, said Jimmy. They're for making music. You mean I can make music too, said Jimmy Beat. Yes, you can, said Ray. Yes, you can. Okay, you've made it to the flip side. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode 24. And through much thinking, I've decided to make this the end of season 1 of the Third City podcast. Now, I know for myself, it was making me feel a little sad. I didn't really want to stop, but at the same time, I felt like I needed a break to breathe a little bit and think about how to continue the story of Third City and how to continue the podcast. So instead of either quitting or continuing going, I decided to end season one here. But I didn't want to feel like, I wanted to completely stop doing the podcast, because I feel like I've been getting energy from doing it and from sharing with people. So I decided to make a spin-off. If you ever watched like sitcoms in the 80s or movies, they used to have like a side character like get their own show. So we're going to take a side character who's going to be Mayor Ark, who is one of the bluish people in Third City, in the basement shtiebel known as Shari Dima, the Gates of Prayer, open 24 hours a day. And he's been discussing the tools of Dr. Free. So what we're going to do is we're going to take Mayor Ark and make him the head of the new show called Mayor's Music Moment. It's going to be a music show, and we focused on sound, on music, and it's going to be an exploration for myself to explore the musical part of Third City, the different bands and groups like Felix and the Frozen Crickets, Dr. Free and the Third City Orchestra, the Sinai Mountain Boys, the Third City Rebbe with the Hasidim, and the various other musical groups, mantras, and contexts that exist in Third City. Now, why is this happening? Why did I make this bashar, this compromise, not to quit and not to continue but do something new? Because I spent last weekend in Milwaukee, which is a Hasidic community. It's a lot of singing, and I spent the Shabbat did a lot of singing. There's a lot of music, and it really ignited my musical creative soul and made me really realize through some of the people that I met and the things that I saw and experienced that I need to engage my musical and sonic self, not just in a listening manner, but in a producing manner. And so I decided that this is going to be what I'm going to do. So the name of the podcast is called Mayor's Music Moments. I've made a trailer, and I've got a song for the first episode, which is going to come out next week. So if you're interested, you're going to look on Anchor and the other places for Mayer's Music Moments, M-A-Y-E-R-S, or apostrophe S, Music Moment. If you're interested, I can connect you to it. And I haven't made the first episode yet, but I'll be engaging Mayor Ark as the host and working on some meta introductions and closings. And we'll be focusing on the music in my mind, which is the music in Third City. So I hope to see you there at Mayor's Music Moment. I hope to see you in the continuation, Yirtzeh Hashem, of the second season of the Third City podcast, which I hope to continue doing sometime in the future. And in the meantime, you should be blessed to be happy and to be safe and to know that you're special.